your spiritual sight. In the natural, be able to see. In the spirit, be able to see. I decree and declare, open eyes. It is so. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, if you receive, open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
You know why we shout amen? It's not for the preacher. That's your way of saying, I got something out of this. And I want you to live here today expecting. If your children bring bad news, turning around and say, baby, I know something. I can see in the spirit. You're coming out of this. This too shall pass. Open your eyes! Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
Give God your loudest amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for us to receive the communion. I apologize, I took too long. But this is very important to me. Hallelujah.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
On the inside of you that belong to God. Do I have any believers in the house? Yes, it's going to get rough sometimes. Yes, it's going to get tough sometimes. Yes, the times will be challenging. You're going to run up on some challenging, life-changing experiences. But know ye this, it will not take you out. You will not be destroyed. You will not, are you with me yet? You will not be destroyed because God has planted and placed something inside of you that belongs to him. And he's going to see it through. Death can't do anything with it. Enemies can't do anything with it. Yes, there will be some weapons formed against you, but they are not going to prosper. Tell you why they're not going to prosper, because you belong to God. And that seed that God has planted inside of you, that covenant that he has made with you, it shall come to pass. This is why every believer should learn. Let me tell you, if you never learn to walk in confidence, it's time. This is why every believer has to change their attitude. Every believer has to know today that I am a child of God, that I am what God says I am. And I can do what God says I can do. I can be what God says I can be. Every believer has to know this. And by this, all men will know that you are a child of God. People question our Christianity. They question our relationship when they see us act the way they act. When they see us panic. When they panic and we panic. They question, what kind of God do you have? I'm panicking and you panic. My God has let me down. Has your God let you down also? That's conviction. I don't know about you. I've been around some people sometimes. They'll panic. Situation to be, be in dire. And they'll panic. And I've panicked. And one of the greatest convictions was, we thought you were a Christian. There's anybody that should have strength. What they were really saying is, what kind of God you believe in? Do I have any believers in the house? Who is your God? Can your God deliver? By now, you should be able to say, my God shall deliver me. Every Christian should be able to say, in every situation, you ought to be grown enough now. Somebody ought to be had enough experiences with God to be able to say by now, my God. Oh, one that's panicking, my God has sent his angel and has shut this lion's mouth. Don't be afraid of that vicious supervisor. Doesn't mean that you have to act the way they act. Don't ever conform to that. It means that you ought to walk in confidence. It means that you know no matter what happens, God is going to see you through. Is there anybody here that can testify that you had some changes, you had some rough times, you had some challenging times, but in the end, God? Oh, you're through. You've had to cry sometimes. Some of us have had to walk away with our heads down in prayer and say, but I know one thing. My God, if he saw me through that, surely, somebody ought to say surely, surely he'll see you through this. Like this. People need to see that you're more than a sunny day Christian. First of all, in the carry of the covenant, first, you have to know that you are the light of the world. You are the one that's going to lead people out of the darkness. You can't be the darkness and lead them out of the darkness. Are you with me yet? Jesus said it all so well. He said the blind can't lead the blind. There are times that we must set a standard. Me and my brother, we were talking about it. You must not set the bar so low that people can step over. Are you with me yet? We must not set the standards of our lives, the standards of Christianity, the way everything goes. Everything is acceptable. Y'all, are y'all with me yet? Because you become too much like the world. And the world says, if I'm going to serve a God, I want to serve a God different than the God that I serve. God that they serve is vicious. The God that they serve will let them down in trying times. We must not set the bar and the standard so low in our lives where everything goes. We must set a higher standard. Somebody say a higher standard. We must set a higher standard for our church. We must set a higher standard for our personal lives. Are you with me yet? God has restored. He has returned. He has repaired. And we must set that standard. He says, listen, I've set the bar here. And you have to meet those standards. First of all, you have to be the light of the world. People that are in darkness can't lead people to the light. Secondly of all, you have to know, first of all, you have to know by you being in the light of the world, you are the influence. You are the, am I talking to anybody this morning? I'll be through in just a minute, just a minute. Y'all just give me about 10 more minutes and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone. But we are the influence. There are young people that you are influencing. There are friends that you are influencing. There are co-workers that you are influencing. There are church members that you are influencing. What kind of attitude do we have? Do we have a forgiving heart? Are we merciful and not merciless? Do we forgive and forget? Because many of us, we forgive, but we say, I'm not going to forget. And we'll constantly bring a person's fault up over and over. We choke them over and over. I remember when you did this, you said, man, that was 10 years ago. And you're still reliving it. Some people were talking to me about an incident I had. I said, listen, you need to get over that. Me and the brother have. Y'all gonna talk back to me? Me and the brother, we talking now the way we used to talk. We done got over it. You need to get over it. You the one still mentioning it. We aren't. And we were the perpetrator. Are we forgiving? Are we merciful? God gave us another chance, and so we must give others another chance. We are the light. When we see that scripture, we say, well, we are the light of the world. What does that mean? That means that we are the influence. Does people want to serve the God that you serve? Secondly of all, in being a carrier of the covenant of Christ, secondly of all, as you live in Christ, you will learn to walk in faith. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, everything in this word, when you read it, you're not going to understand it. You're not going to understand it, my friend. And some people get frustrated because they say, well, I read a couple of scriptures. I don't know. I just don't understand it. The way to understand the word of God, the way to understand the ways of God is to walk in. I need to say that again. Because some people think they can read it and then automatically understand it. It's the way to understand the word of God is to walk in them. When you walk in them, that means to take what you've read in this book and apply it to your everyday life. And then this Bible comes alive. Have a prayer life. Have a fasting and prayer life. Have a life that what you read, maybe you read a chapter that morning and the Lord says, do this. Love your enemy. Loving your enemy don't mean run behind them and make them your friend. But to love your enemies first starts with forgiveness. First looking through their faults. And then you'll see your enemy's need. Are you with me yet? There are some people that not everybody is out to get you. I want to talk to you people that have this that is gaining this spiritual of paranoia. Everybody is not out to get you. Everybody is not out to hurt you. Now, they'll take you out if you put yourself in that position. Are you with me yet? But they are not out to get you. Watch this. We have to start concentrating more on us rather than the people that are around us. Many of us are concentrating more on the people that are around us than our walk with Christ. But that person ain't walking right. That person ain't living the way they should be living. We have to focus on, am I? Did you not hear the old people say, it's me? It's me? It's me, oh Lord. That stands in the need of prayer. You have to learn, watch this. When you know that you're a carrier of the covenant, you learn to walk in faith. Thirdly of all, when you are a carrier of the covenant, are we helping anybody this morning? Yeah. Then you'll learn, know, and understand that you are an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Let me tell you, man, you're going to overcome this. Whatever situation that I'm talking to those who are in it, you're going to overcome it. Well, see, when you walk in confidence, you are an overcomer. If you don't believe that you're an overcomer, just look back over your life. You are, if you are, when you are a carrier of the covenant, I want you to just watch Abraham's life. I want you to watch him from chapter 12 all the way down. Just watch it. Abraham sometimes had to deal with some stuff. In fact, right after God came to Abraham in chapter 12, later on in chapter 13, Abraham had to tell Amalek that Sarah was his sister. They went to Egypt and he said, now look, when we get down there, you beautiful. I know you pretty. He said, and I know those men gonna try to take you and the king gonna try to take you into his harem. He said, don't tell them you my wife, because they're going to kill me and take you. Tell them you my sister. Now, this was right after God had showed up. I need to help somebody today. Sometimes after God show up, right after that, the challenge comes. Somebody in this morning is being tested. Somebody this morning, watch this. You said it, well, Sarah was his wife. Abraham lied. But Abraham said, to save my life. You see, as you walk in faith more and more, God is going to show you that you can trust him. Because later on, God went to Amalek and told the king, he said, listen, that's not that man's sister, that's his wife, leave him alone. And he put, are you with me yet? He put a plague in that house to let Amalek know. Amalek goes and calls Abraham and says, hey man, why didn't you tell me this was, why didn't you even tell me this was your wife? Are you with me yet? You got to understand, God will take up your fight for you. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't need to scheme. You don't need to bring up some kind of scam. As I get ready to leave you this morning, you got to know that you are an overcomer. You're a carrier of the covenant. Does anybody hear what I'm saying this morning? You are an overcomer. You will not be destroyed. You will not be left in despair. You will not be distressed. But you are an overcomer. You are a carrier of the covenant. I hope that we learn this in 2019. You see, for us to be able to enjoy and to be able to build off of the things that God has given us, you look around. God has given us a whole new generation. Look around, children. God has restored, repaired. Let me tell you, he has returned this ministry back to us. He's given the name back. The window of opportunity is open. He says, now I want you to walk in confidence. Now I want you to know that you are a carrier of my covenant. I brought you through all of that to show you, are you with me yet? To show you that I'm still with you. God brought you through, let you know that you are a carrier of his covenant. I leave you this morning to tell you today to walk in the confidence of God. To walk in the newness of life. To walk and know that you are a child of God. Walk into every situation. Go into every challenge, knowing that my God shall supply every one of my needs according to his riches and glory. Go into every situation knowing that sometimes it's going to get low, but you're not going to run out. Are you with me yet? It's going to get a little tough sometime, but know that God will feed you, knowing that he will see you through. And if you do that, you will know that you are a carrier of the covenant. If you love the Lord, give him a hand clap of praise. If you love him, stand on your feet and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you got the message today, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Poor Jerry, he's just now pulling up my Cadillac. What is that one? What was that one? That's a 68. What kind of car is that? What kind of car is that? Y'all help her, don't worry. Yeah, y'all help her, don't worry about it. Y'all pray for her, don't worry about it. She's all right. What kind of car is that? What kind of car is that? What kind of car is this one? You've just seen three different versions. It changed. The color was different. The style was different. The interior was even different. But it's still. Change your clothes. Change your hairstyle. Change your house. Change your job if you have to. But never change. Do I have any believers? I'm talking to the young people also. Change your atmosphere. Are you with me yet? Change your attitude. Change your altitude. Change your association. But never change who you are. Change who you are. God can use. God can use. Let's go home, Joe. Maybe there is someone here. Maybe there's someone here who has never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior this morning. I pray that you got this message. My Father, I pray that they have the message now. I pray that these men, women, boys, and girls got your word. And if they did, Lord, I pray that they not charge it to me, but that you get the glory. In the name of Jesus. Maybe there is someone here who has never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior tonight, today. You can come. This is your time. This is your day. This is your opportunity to come. Maybe you've already accepted Jesus. Maybe you say, you know what, I've accepted the Lord as my Lord and my Savior. But today, I got the message. I got the message today. I received. Maybe you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm looking for a church home, a church family that I can grow with, that's going to grow with me. Listen, I came here to tell you today, if you keep hanging around, you're going to grow. You're going to grow. There's somebody here that can testify. You've grown more last year than you were the year before. If you hang around and you hear the word of God, come. Just come like you are. I know somebody's saying, you know what, I got to be this, I have to be that, I have to be this. All you have to be is in need. All you have to be is messed up. That's all you got to be is messed up. And God can fix you up. You see, we are a church of love and acceptance. God, Jesus accepted us just the way that we were. And we're going to accept you just the way you are. Come on. Come on. You've been a holdout too long. You've been in the storm. Too long. Come. Come. If you don't want to walk by yourself, raise your hand. I or someone else will come walking with you. We'll come. We'll come today. Yeah. Come on, saints. I need the saints praying right now because there's someone that's in need. They need the fellowship. They need some friendship. They just don't know how. Hold your hands up. Hold your hands up like this. My brothers and my sisters, we are reaching out to you. We're reaching out to you. Come. We're reaching out to you. I'm talking to the holdouts today. We're reaching out to you. Please. So you won't say, well, nobody reached out to me. We're reaching out to you. We're saying, come. We want to love you. We want to love on you. Hallelujah. We want to love on you. We want you to know what Christian love is really all about. We want to display it. We want to look. We'll see through your faults. We'll look through your faults and see your needs. Come. Come on. Come on. We're waiting on you. Look, we've been praying for you and we didn't even know what you look like. Maybe you left and said, you know what? I want to come back home. You can come back home today. You can come back just the way you are. May God bless you. And may God keep you as our prayer. Amen. Everybody here is for prayer. And you will, as you listen, you will see there are different needs. There are different needs in prayer. And I want to tell you that Jesus Christ can meet every one of those needs. He's a God that meets needs. He's a God that meets needs. And what he wants to do is meet your needs. He can meet every one of those needs. Every one of those prayers. Every one of your prayers. Everything that you are in need of. God can meet that need. He's saying, listen, there's only one thing that I need you to do. God is saying, submit. He said, if you submit to me, and I know that every one of us know that our will is contrary to God's will. But if he said, if you submit to me, he says, I'll show you things that you've never seen before. I'll do something in you that you never thought. My brothers and sisters are in need. And I want us to pray collectively. Would y'all do that? Let's stand on our feet. I want you. I know. And after that, you're going to leave. Don't worry. But I want us to pray collectively. These brothers and sisters, they are here this morning. They are standing in the need of prayer. And I tell you what they don't need. They don't need the congregation to pray for them. They need the church. Come now. Let us go down and pray. If you will, just touch that person next to you or in the back of you. Let's do like the Lord said. He said, if two or more are touching and agreeing, he says, I'll show up. And now, Master, as we come now and come to you, my Father, every one of these needs, these brothers and their sisters, they're standing in the need, Lord. They have a situation in their lives. They're in prayer. They come to you because they can't handle it. They can't handle it. They try, but they can't handle it. And so now, Father, we're coming to you. We're bringing it to you. In fact, you are the only help that we know.